Shalom, chaverim yekarim.
Hello, dear friends. Huge world kli that is Adudi Chedera 2 in Carmiel. We've been privileged to be together with the great 10 from Chedera 2 to prepare the preparation for the lesson on the topic of from love of friends to love of the Creator. The impression that we received from the greatness of the friends from Chedera and the joy and importance of the goal from all the meetings we did, this common effort that caused our hearts to expand, we want to bring to every friend and to all the tens. Thank you to the Creator who gave us this gift to be now together and to give such a preparation in order to bring the Kli closer to the adhesion and revelation of the Creator. I'm moving to a huge friend with a huge heart, Yaniv from Chedera.
Thank you, Nir. Yes, what a privilege we received this week to connect with the Carmiel group. What an amazing group. What an inspiration we received from these amazing friends. If you would only know how important it is for them, the responsibility and the privilege that we receive to prepare the world clear for the morning lesson. How even with the smallest detail in the program, they put effort into it. And all of this, why? What for? In order for us to connect between us now and discover the Creator between us. Lechaim. And now we will move on to the reader and read an excerpt.
Rabash writes, there's self-love and there's love of the Creator. And there's a medium, which is love of others. Through love of others, we come to love of the Creator. This is the meaning of what Rabbi Akiva said, love your neighbor as yourself is a great rule in the Torah. As old Hillel said to the Gentile who told him, teach me the whole Torah on one leg. He said to him, that which you hate, do not do to your friend. And the rest, go study. This is so because through love of others, we come to love the Creator. And then the whole Torah and all the wisdom are in his heart.
A question for an active workshop. What will help us reach the love of friends during the lesson? Again, what will help us reach the love of friends during the lesson?
First, to ask for it. To ask for this to be the result of our lesson. And to try to give a good example to the friends. To think about them during the lesson. About their benefit. And for us to incorporate in one another and feel how we are all in the same process, wanting the benefit of each other, then the Creator will come, help us, and give us that love of friends.
Through the love of friends, we will be able to reach the feeling of the hearts, the feeling of the materials we're reading, the feeling of Rav. And so we need to ask for that, ask the Creator to give that to us.
Yes, to go out of self-love and reach love of others, we can get to the love of friends only through the reforming light. So now we have 3 hours to demand the light to connect between us so that we will be able to bring contentment to the Creator and then we will draw the light by that.
Yes, indeed, contentment for the Creator is through our effort to do a little bit more than the ordinary. Another drop and another drop. Think and pray for the friends. This is Friday. There are many friends in the world, Kli, and we want to unite all of them together.
During the lesson, to come to love of friends, first of all, we learn about it. We talk about it. Rav is constantly convincing us that it's worthwhile to connect, it's worthwhile to study the wisdom of Kabbalah. And at last we will take this and implement.
Still of the night, a whisper of love awakens inside. Somewhere in the dark there's a flame, a light in our hearts guiding us through the pain. Years of chasing after the wind, but the treasures of life are hidden within. Answer will come down from above, piecing all of the world in one vision of love. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of life. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of love. Melody rises with the sun, from the silence it came, and calls everyone. United here we stand with one voice, a time to give thanks, a time to rejoice. Everything is clear to see, and the walls are no more, between them and me. Together in this ocean of love, in the depths of the heart, united as one. From our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one, in the rhythm of love. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one, in the rhythm of love. From our hearts we song, all voices as one in the rhythm of love. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of love.
Rabash writes, but there is a condition. When they gather, each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love. It means that he should not consider now how to satisfy his will to receive, but will think as much as possible only of the love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to take on a new quality called the will to bestow. And from love of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator.
A question for an active workshop. How, from love of friends, can we give contentment to the Creator? Once more, how, from love of friends, can we give contentment to the Creator?
Through our common work, through the incorporation of our hearts, as we did in the preparation for the lesson yesterday, when each one spoke about the greatness of the friends, and he opened his heart, and he elevated the spirit of everyone. It's only through incorporation.
It's because the whole matter of the lesson and the wisdom of Kabbalah. how to reach love of friends, love of others, and then the love of the Creator, and to bring contentment to the Creator. That's our entire direction, the topic, the subject matter of our life. So we need to ask for this to happen.
Yes, to begin with, we wouldn't approach love of friends if it wasn't in order to give contentment to the Creator. And also, there cannot be love between us without the Creator coming in between us.
From each of us nullifying his self-love and thinking about love of others, we're all doing it together, and out of equivalence of form, we build a kli so that the Creator will dwell amongst us. And that's what brings him contentment.
From our whole unity now together before the lesson to truly become a vessel for the upper force to come and build in us a true love of friends and build connection between us. And by that, it will actually build a quality of bestowal that will dwell among us. That's all of our work.
Love of friends is actually the result of what we prepared before the lesson. The lesson already comes to the matter of the result. We can bring us, we can't get there, but during the lesson we'll get to the next degree.
The love of friends makes us become one vessel, a vessel that turns to the Creator and asks for the same thing, that we want to show him that we are ready to be in the quality of bestowal. And that doing, that realization is exactly what the Creator wants, that we will be like him. And we're doing it especially when we do it, we draw the light together in the lesson.
Love of friends.
Yeah.
We will reach equivalence of form with the Creator. We will come to a request for him to simply dwell amongst us and fill the vessel we're building together. And this will bring him contentment.
Yes, contentment for the Creator. We do it only when we resemble him. And for that purpose, we have the love of friends, the actions that we do in order to connect between us. By that, we will become similar to him, and by that we will give him contentment.
What an amazing workshop. What an uplifting and uniting sensation. Let's, friends, all look at our friends in the ten. And we'll remember that there are hundreds of other tens with us at this moment. Many hundreds of friends. All are warriors with one intention. Everyone's entering the lesson. We'll try to, all of us, keep the intention, incorporate into one common intention, and enter together, all of us together as one to the lesson. In a prayer from the depth of our heart, which rises in each of us right now. And we will take that all together with us to the lesson. And I'm moving it to Yossi from Carmiel, please.
Thank you, Moshe. With this power of connection and the love that was created in the groups of Carmiel and Hadera too, let's enter the lesson with one connected heart of all of Bnei Baruch, the worldwide Bnei Baruch, and with a common prayer that our friend Robbie will read, we will enter the lesson.
Prayer.
Bore Olam.
creator of the world, connect our hearts with one common desire. Let us feel the deficiencies of the friends and pray for them. Give us the desire to serve this holy society with joy. We are happy for everything you send us because you are good and benevolent. Make our prayer be a common, unique prayer of all of us so that we will feel the connection between us with a common intention to bring you pleasure and joy with gratitude and awe. Amen.